So, hello. This week we are on the South Bank, and yes, we've changed countries. We're doing a podcast on the fly, and we are with Pilar Orti. Hello, Pilar.
Hello.
Hello, I'm not Pilar, I'm Paul, and yes, here we are in London, within walking distance of the London Eye, on a lovely sunny March morning, and we're here to talk this week about... Colin Wilson wrote a book called The Outsider, in which, apparently, I haven't yet to read it, he described that creative and artistic people found the source of their creativity very often because they were outsiders in another place. And this disenfranchise, this disconnection with the culture of where they were at, fueled their creativity. So this is the subject of today's short podcast.
Yes.
So, Pilar, you're a Madrileña living in London, and you... Well, tell us very briefly some of the work that you do.
Now I am, well, creatively putting stuff together. I'm mainly podcasting, but I'm also still writing, and I'm talking a lot to people about stuff. I can't quite say how being a foreigner somewhere else has really affected my creative process. I think in the day-to-day, what it's allowed me to do is to get things wrong much more easily. So not always with reference to creative stuff, but just it seems like when you are not from a place, if you get it wrong, it's not because you get it wrong because you've got it wrong, but because you're foreign. So you have license to get stuff wrong. And I think that also makes you braver. Because if people allow you to fail a bit more, then you allow yourself to fail a bit more. So right. From that point of view, I think it does affect what you do.
Yeah, I think that's really true. I think that people do forgive you a lot of things, and with them forgiving you, you forgive yourself. I think that's true. Yeah, I'm definitely braver since I lived in Spain than I was when I lived here.
I do remember when we first arrived in Spain in the mid-90s, and we moved to Toledo. And we were researching a book about walks through Toledo. And we would go in and ask in different commercial establishments about statistics and information. And everybody said to us, you can't go in there. You can't ask people this sorts of information. This person won't see you. They're too important. And our ignorance meant that we just walked in, knocked on the door, and so often gained an audience and got the information because we didn't know. And maybe that is that permission to fail often doesn't necessarily result in failure. It actually results in maybe just bluffing confidence. I don't know what it is, but
And it doesn't always have to be ignorance. I think sometimes it's the fact of not accepting that's not the way that things are done here, or that's the way that things are done here. You go, well, actually no. Why? I've seen it done differently, or I've experienced it done differently. And because of that, then you can say, well, I'm going to try. It reminds me of Kirsten O'Donovan, who I was interviewing for, I don't know which episode, 31 or something, for the Spain Uncovered. And she's South African, living in Madrid. And she was trying to sell her courses, which are about productivity for people studying English. And she said, well, I was just knocking on people's doors. I was sending emails. And a lot of people saw me because no one else was really being that pushy.
Yeah.
So it is. It can be quite a benefit.
Yes, it's true, because you think where you live, that when you live in only one place, everything, the way things are done, you just take that as sort of inscribed in stone. And it's only when you go and live in another culture that you realise it's not, and there's a million different ways to do things. And also, I think the other thing about when you're somewhere where you don't know loads of people and you don't have connections and you don't even have a history where people think you are a certain way, then we've always said, you know, you could, in a way, you can reinvent yourself and you can be a new person and you can be anybody you want to be. And so you can bluff your way as well into quite a lot of situations, because nobody really is, you know, I mean, they may nowadays call you up on the internet and say,
check your LinkedIn history.
Yeah.
I think there's also that truth that the more that you engage in those sorts of activities and you try these sorts of things, you attract those people around you as well. And we've often found that the activities that we've pursued, we've found ourselves surrounded by other people, not necessarily foreigners, but we've certainly found other Spaniards from different parts of the country, Galicians, Madrileños, Basques, Catalans, who have moved to other areas. And they, too, are looking for possibly, I don't know, maybe just the confidence to do something else outside their normal frame of reference, possibly. I don't know what it is, but it's...
That's the thing, it's changing your frame of reference. It doesn't even have to be another country. Sometimes it can be just another neighborhood, or it can be another job, or it can be another city. Mm. But it's being somewhere where actually you don't need to be looking at things in the same way. I like that, the changing the frame of reference.
I think there's the idea that the moment you step out your front door, then you're engaging with another culture always, or you turn on the radio or the TV, and certainly for us when we're producing work in one language and then there's this background of another culture, another language, it's always there. It's always, in a sense, keeping you on edge. It's making you stay on your toes, so to speak, as we would say. And for me, that's been a great springboard to delve into different areas and to try different things. And as Cherry says, you know, you just recreate, you create a new identity for yourself. Do you think?
Okay. So Paul, you were saying about changing frame of reference, and you mentioned that sometimes if you have music in a different language to the language in which you're working on. So if you're working in English, for example, and you have maybe some, either the Spanish radio, just something that is making your brain that little bit more alert.
Mm.
And I wonder whether there's something about once you're somewhere where you're not 100% settled, or where you're still trying to adapt in little ways, whether that means that your mind is always alert, and in being alert it's taking up and taking in lots more of information around you and then using that and making connections where there wouldn't otherwise be. I wonder if there's something around that.
I'd like to think so. I'm also concerned, though, that the opposite could be true, that you could close down as well and you could cut yourself off and isolate yourself from that culture if you didn't feel, you know, I think that balance of comfortableness and coziness and still the challenge as a positive thing is a very, very difficult one to maintain as an outsider. If it tips the balance one way too far or another, then it's not such a positive experience.
Well, I think that balance thing maybe is less applicable the longer that you live somewhere. I think at the beginning is the most delicate time for that balance, because I think that's when you're at your most vulnerable, really. And if things feel too hard, then you're gonna go scurrying back into your shell. So if you get through that period, that initial, I think, probably 2 years, I don't know what you've thought about that, but then you're stronger, you're much more resilient after that.
I think in a way it allows you to find what's really important, because you're, as you're settling in somewhere, you're rejecting some things that you came with, and you might be also rejecting or adopting things from the place you're coming in. So I think it also helps to... And I think you also define your own personality much more than you're just, you know, going along with things that you've always taken for granted or you never questioned.
Mm. Yeah, so that's really interesting. So how do you think that affects our content creation? How is that affecting what we actually make?
Good question. And, well, tune in next week to find out the answer. Thank you for listening. This has been Creating Distraction from the South Bank of London with Pilar, Cherry and Paul.